Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we go out to the hotline and welcome in our friend Jeff Capel joins us here on the Fan Morning Show right now. Pitt's big win the other day, 66-52 against Carolina, and they sweep the series against the Tar Heels. Good morning, Coach. How's everything?
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I don't know if we're doing as good as you. A sweep against North Carolina. Take us through the atmosphere in the building. Take us through, the talk about Carolina being down. That's something that's kind of rubbed me the wrong way just a little bit. For you and your team, is Carolina just Carolina?
They are just Carolina. It's a program that we have a lot of respect for. I mean, with me growing up in North Carolina, as a young kid, I was a huge Carolina fan. And so that program will always be held in the highest regards for me. Are they down? Yeah, they are compared to how they have been. But they still have a lot of talent. And, I don't buy into all of that. I'm not going to do anything and allow anything when anyone is in my presence or talking to me to diminish what our guys did going there and winning at home. There are not many players throughout the history of their time that can say that they beat North Carolina twice in one season. Our guys can do that, and they had to work to be able to do that. And so, again, people obviously have a right to their opinion and can say whatever they want, but we feel good about what we did. We know it's something we had to work for. We're proud of it, and hopefully we can use it to right now to build and to get better and to give us a little bit more confidence. You talk about the atmosphere. It was an incredible atmosphere in the building, especially from our students. I mean, it was loud. It was energetic, and I thought we fed off of each other. One of the things that I was excited about last year when we played North Carolina, I thought it was a good crowd, but I thought maybe a little bit under half the fans that were there were Carolina fans. And I remember when they did the starting lineup last year, being a little bit surprised by that. I was proud that the majority of the building was Pitt this year, and they were here to support our program and these young men. And that's something I look forward to as we continue to build this. It doesn't matter who we play, whether it's Duke, North Carolina, two of the traditional great programs. When you come to the Pete, it's going to be mainly all the Pitt fans, and that's what you're going to hear. And I was really happy about that.
You mentioned a couple times, Jeff, building off of this win and the two wins over UNC in particular. Does it feel like you're at a bit of a pivot point in the season now that you're seven games into conference play, the five that you've played since coming back from, since flipping the calendar to January, and there's been some inconsistencies still there.
Yeah.
But does it feel like you're building towards, less inconsistency and more of consistency, especially from your sophomore guards?
Well, I hope so. It's been really frustrating, if I'm being completely honest. Our pattern has been you win and you play well, and then you lose. One of the biggest challenges, I think, for our program and everyone in it is that we have not had any success. No kid in our program has had success at this level. And so how do you handle a small bit of success? And can you move on to the next play, and can you be better, like the next time? We have not done that. We beat Florida State, then we come back and we lose to Nicholls. And when I'm saying this, I'm not being disrespectful to any other team, but the Nicholls State game is a game that we should win. But we did not have the same energy and same excitement and same passion for the Nicholls State game that we did for Florida State. We have to change that. That's ultimately on me, and I understand that. You know, we beat North Carolina there, and we come back, and we lay an egg for the first 7 minutes, 8 minutes at Miami, where we're down 16 to nothing. You know, we come back, and we beat North Carolina. Now the challenge is that can we start to become consistent? Can we have the necessary discipline that's required to be a good program? Like, we're not trying to just be a good team, and I don't want our guys or fans or anyone to think that our season is made just because we beat North Carolina or just because we beat North Carolina twice. Our program is not going to be based on that. And so it is a thing, and we've talked about it. Like, we have to change. No one else is going to change course. We have to do that. So this game tomorrow against Boston College, I think, is really, really important for that. And hopefully we can show the necessary growth and continue to take positive steps in the right direction.
Jeff Capel, Fan Morning Show, joining us right here. All right, well then, let's get down to brass tacks then. I got a pretty – this is an interesting question, I think, about tough love. In considering who you've coached in the past and all those players, can you go so far as to say, listen, I've coached great college basketball players, and you ain't it yet. Like, I've been around greats. You guys got to get better before you can feel this good about yourself. Can you go that far with these guys?
You know, I've had that conversation with them. I actually had it after Nicholls State, and I've had it different times. Again, I think one of the things – our program is very different now from the Pitt program 10 years ago, right? Like, I understand that. You know, when Ben took over this program, Ben Howland, it had been down for a little bit. And it took him a couple of years. And those guys had their noses rubbed in you-know-what. And then by the time Brandon Knight and that crew were juniors, they won. They got to the Sweet 16. And so then that became the standard because you had guys that understood what it took. They understood what it took to get there. And then you had older guys that can start teaching the younger guys. And then there was some consistency when Ben left. Jamie took over. He was on staff. So you had kind of a natural progression. And then obviously everyone knows what the program did during that time. The program that I took over is very different. And you have no one in the program that has had success. The other thing, Colin, is that the kids that we have recruited, everyone talks about, which they should, our sophomore class and those guys making the jump, those guys or whatever. One of the things is that these three guys were not highly recruited kids. So they never had success like that in high school. They never had the pressure and the weight of expectations in high school that some of the guys that I coached, whether at Duke or even at Oklahoma, they had. And so you come here, and I'll use Xavier as an example, and I'm not out of turn in saying this. These are conversations I've had with him, he and I individually, and in front of the team. Xavier had some success individually last year. He broke Charles Smith's freshman scoring record. He was on the ACC all-freshman team. How do you deal with that when you've never had success? How do you deal with it? How does it, you know, do you think you're better? Do you think it's just going to happen? You know, I can give you an example from my playing days. I averaged as a junior 17 points a game. I averaged over 18 in conference. I come back from my senior year, and the natural thing, the human nature thing is to think, well, shoot, I averaged 17. I'm going to at least average that next year. I maybe get to 18. I maybe get to 20. I would sit and I would think, I have this amount of points. I would sit there and I'd calculate. If I average 18, we play 35 games, I'd multiply it, I'd score this, I can get to 2,000 points. And if you don't have the preparation or the proper mindset to attack, sometimes success can make you – success has hurt more people than it's helped. People always talk about how much you learn from failure, and I think you do. I think you have to learn how to deal with success. And that's something I think that's hurt us this year. I think it hurt us coming into the season. I think that's why some of those guys, excuse me, got off the slow starts. And I think it's hurt because any small bit, and for me it's very small, it hasn't been able to carry over. And I talked about, you know, the greats and what they do, and every day they show up and things like that, or even the really good, they learn how to do that. And that's something we're having to learn how to do. So it is tough love, but my job is to tell them the truth. And they have enough people in their lives that don't tell them the truth. They tell them what they want to hear. And the other part is that they have to listen. That's the biggest part in our program right now. You have to listen. And the voice we need to listen to is the voice inside that locker room.
Jeff, the win over North Carolina was the first time since the opener against Florida State that you had at least eight guys in double-digit minutes, at least against major conference opponents. Is that evidence of the fact that more of these guys are listening as you're able to lengthen your rotation a little bit?
I think so. I mean, you know, we had an injury for a while with Drumgoole. He was out. He was a kid that, you know, prior to I think he got hurt right after the West Virginia game, that was averaging around double-figure minutes for us. And so that gave us eight guys that did that up until that point. You know, Aldis was out for a couple of games. And so obviously you can't do anything about injuries. But, you know, it is something going forward, you know, that hopefully, you know, we'll be able to do, and guys will be able to step in and play good minutes for us.
Jeff, last thing for you. On TV, and I didn't go to the game the other day. I watched it on television. It pops. The entryway pops. The way that you guys come in from the locker room, it's so much different. It seems like a small thing when you redo a building or when you redo an entryway. But how much are you making such a point to do all those little things, the lighting? It feels like you're in a stage play when you run onto the floor.
Yeah, they're huge things. I mean, absolutely huge things. When I took this job and I actually really walked around the Pete after I came here for my press conference, to be honest with you, I was a little bit surprised. I thought it would be nicer as a visiting coach. I always thought the Pete was really nice, and I thought the visiting locker room was one of the better ones in the league. So I just assumed everything else would be up to par. And we were really, really behind when I got here, really behind. And that's something I think Heather knew. And we talked about it, and we set out to change. And I'm grateful because you can talk about these things and see it and realize it, but do these things actually get done? I'm grateful that the people that I work with, Heather, Chancellor Gallagher, Helen's staff, realize that, hey, these are things that need to be done. And so we set out to do them. We're not finished yet, but we're making steady progress. They're huge things. I think it's huge for the game day atmosphere. It's even bigger for our players. It's bigger for recruiting. Look, you can sit up here and I can be an older person, you know, and say, hey, well, this didn't matter when I was picking a school. You know, when I picked Duke, I didn't care about facilities. Or we can, you know, us as older people, Colin, we can talk about, you know, back in our day. Man, we ain't in our day no more. It's about these young people, and that stuff matters to them. And if we want to be able to get high-level recruits to be able to attract that kind of talent, then we have to catch up. And so this allows us to catch up. This allows us to be in the playing field, and I'm grateful for it. It does. It does pop on TV. Every visiting coach has come here, especially in our league. They talk about it with me, how great it looks and things like that. And hopefully it's just part of, you know, the building blocks that we've set in place to really get this thing going.
Jeff Capel, Pitt men's basketball coach. We appreciate you, coach. We'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
Jeff. All right. Really, really super stuff from Jeff. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.